Welcome back to the Knoxville Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA KRLS. Gabe Baker is talking Pleasantville boys track and field with us on the program. A very, very good night for the Trojans on a very, very not nice night weather-wise yesterday over at Martinsdale St. Mary's. You had five events automatically qualify, Coach Baker, and the team overall runners-up at the state qualifying meet. So a lot of positives take away from yesterday. Kind of give us your overall thoughts on how you thought your Trojans performed.
Oh, I thought it was a great night for our track program. First off, the kids had a lot of fun. They competed hard. Most of our events had personal best or their best times of the season. And the kids just really went out and they went after it. Whether it was for first place, second place, or eighth place, they gave it their all, and that was probably the best that we competed all year.
You had, as I mentioned, five events automatically make it. But first thing I did want to ask you, you know, I've kind of been talking to our track coaches about this today. You guys have not had a lot of meets where they've either A, been canceled, or you've dealt with inclement weather. We've really been fortunate enough to have so many track and field meets get in with, you know, pretty good weather, warm weather. It's not cold. But Thursday was kind of a different story. Were there any adjustments that you were maybe talking to the guys as they were preparing for their events, maybe on the bus ride up there, about handoffs and, you know, preparing to jump in the high jump, long jump, things like that?
You know, not really. We competed at Nottoway Valley on Monday. It was kind of wet and windy there, and it was colder. So I think our kids were prepared in that regard. I just told them everybody here at this meet has to deal with it. It's the people that don't let it affect them that are going to come out on top. And a lot of our kids did. I mean, it didn't seem to affect them much, and they were out there just having a good time competing.
And now we'll start talking about the events that you got qualified, five of them in total. And as what's been the case all year long, Coach, the relay teams again look strong for your Trojans, 4x1, the 4x2, and the 4x4. So talk about what all went into the relay races, you know, how you felt the guys performed on the relay side of things.
Well, our 4x1 and 4x2 teams have kind of been our leaders all year. Those same four guys, Trevor Zoss, Zeb Adrian, Brack Busick, and Kirk Wicks, have done a great job. They went out and did what we had to do. They weren't personal best times, but they were pretty good times, especially considering the conditions last night. Our 4x4 team dropped 4 seconds. I knew we had some good things going, but, you know, that team of Hagen Fouch, a senior, Trevor Zoss, a senior, Kirk Wicks, a senior, did great. But the guy that really stepped up to the plate was a freshman, Hunter Tyree, that kept us in that race and actually got us into the lead, and we're actually in third place.
One thing I know you talked to Garrett Kanak about earlier on a couple weeks ago on the show was the seniors, and you were hoping to see them step up. They were going to be the ones that had to lead you into the conference meet, the Pride of Iowa conference meet, where you finished very, very strong there. You also were looking for them to carry you into the state qualifying meet. You have it's kind of an awkward ratio, you know, such few number of seniors, but they possess so much talent. How much leadership did they take on Thursday?
Oh, it was a ton. I mean, the way that they ran, they showed the other kids what they had to do to get the job done. We have four seniors on the team out of our 54 kids. Three are really big contributors. For example, Kirk Wicks is going to be at four events down at state. Trevor's office is going to be at three, and Hagen Fouch is going to be in one. So those are three pretty integral parts of our team, even though the numbers of them aren't very much.
Another event that got qualified individually, Max Johnson made it in the 800 meters, Coach. Talk about his day on the track.
Well, Max had to overcome some adversity. Our 4x8 was running pretty good, and then we had a little mishap with the handoff, and it kind of got in Max's head a little bit, to be honest. So I was pretty anxious to see where he was mentally by the time the 800 came. He went out there, and there was a good race between him and a kid from Van Meter, and Max had the mental toughness and desire to win it on the home stretch, and he actually ran his best time by almost 3 seconds. So that was a tip the cap to him for being able to overcome the beginning part of the meet and come out and get down to the state track meet next weekend.
Again, Gabe Baker is talking Pleasantville boys track and field with us here on our Knoxville Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA KRLS, in case you're just tuning in. Your fifth and final event that got qualified, Coach, Kirk Wicks in the 200. Of course, he was going up against Chase Wetterling, a very, very impressive senior from Melcher, Dallas. He was up against some good competition, but I'm sure that helped him shave a couple, you know, hundredths of a second in such a small, short race as the 200 is.
That 200 is probably the best race of the night. Kirk and Chase were right there. I think Kirk got him by 400ths of a second. But there was five guys within half a second there at the finish line. Those two, a kid from Earlham, a kid from Wayne, and then Zeb Adrian, our other 200 runner, were all within less than half a second. So it was a great race all around. The kids gave it their all, and who knows what's going to happen with qualifying time, but they all deserve to be there.
Well, as you turn your attention to the Blue Oval, Coach, you have the strength, maybe the aura of having a state champion last year, Patrick Sheehy, winning a state championship for you in Class 1A a year ago, and now you have several very impressive teams and individuals going up there for you. What is the preparation going to be like trying to get them ready for the Blue Oval next Thursday through Saturday?
Well, you know, practice at this point is, we're not worried about conditioning. We're worried about just fine-tuning things, working on the handoffs, keeping their fast twitch muscles going, doing those things. And it's also about the mental aspect of it. We put ourselves in position to score in almost every event that we're going to take. We're in the top five right now in the 4x1, 4x2, and 4x4. Kirk is right there in 200. So we just need to go down and do what we do, enjoy the experience. We can't control what other teams do, but what we can do is just go out there, have fun, and compete. We've been saying that all year. Track is about competing, not really worrying about the clock, but beating the guy next to you.
All right. Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck. We'll see you down there, or up there, I guess I should say, in Des Moines here next Thursday through Saturday. Thanks for being on the program with us.
Hey, thank you very much, Corey.
That's Gabe Baker, head coach of Pleasantville Boys Track and Field. More of our Knoxville Heavy Radio Coaches Corner is next on KNIA KRLS.